division affiliation has been disavowed. You are now marked as rogue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the 20th episode of Rogue Agents, a Division 2 podcast brought to you by Media Junkie. I'm your host, Jamar, aka Thundercats06, and I'm joined today by my amazing co-host, of course, Wes, aka Demented Wes. What is up, dude? We're celebrating episode 20.
Episode 20, huge. Also, you didn't call me beautiful or like that. I'm kind of offended.
I figured I'd just go with amazing every week, but yeah, I was too lazy to change it. You're still beautiful, though. You're still beautiful.
Thank you.
If this is your first time listening to the show, which it shouldn't be because we've been doing 20 episodes, we get together weekly to discuss the state of the game and share our thoughts on the Division 2. And each and every Monday, you can find us on your podcast platform of choice. And while you're there, please leave a beautiful message or a comment. That would be amazing. Give us 5 stars. That helps us out, helps us visibility wise. And we just like to see cool stuff. So, Wes, this is episode 20, man. We have had a quite long journey with the Division 2 so far. If you can remember our first episode being excited about it coming out the next day. It's a long time ago, man.
That is, I mean, 20 episodes. Like, that's, who's listening to our voices for 20 episodes? Like, we have terrible voices.
Yeah, honestly, when we first started, like, you know, all right, let's do this. I really thought, like, all right, we'll probably do, like, a couple episodes, throw it to the side, and then that'd be it. But, I mean, we're on episode 20. Our excitement for this has sparked, you know, Fanboy Fight Club. Jason's doing Gimmick Minute. We're going to have a whole Media Junkie empire here.
It's true. That's awesome. We're trying to build that empire, you know. Maybe down the road we can even get people that are not our friends to have their own podcast up and running under Media Junkie. Who knows?
That's a good idea. Well, I mean, I guess as far as Division 2, it's been a lot of changes. There's been a lot of things happening. But most recently, we had Title Update 5, which if you listen to any of the last recent episodes, I've been talking about that a lot. And Episode 1, it officially dropped on Tuesday the 23rd for VIP members, referring to like the Episode 1 content, and then TU5 for everyone else. And we kind of got some actual hands-on. We had Mason on last week, right? Was that last week?
That was last week.
Yeah. And he played the PTS and he shared his thoughts and kind of got us a little excited for it. And we finally got to play it and we have fun. So that's what we're going to talk about. Also, we had a state of the game that basically is screaming, saying we're fixing shit. So hope you guys are enjoying this episode as much as I am enjoying the game, which kind of goes into hype check. Wes, how are you?
I thought episode 1 was awesome. I especially liked the zoo. And the other one, what's the other one? Do you remember the name?
Camp White Oak.
Camp White Oak. Because where you were playing was so different than every single level that you've played until then. You're outside, you know, in trees and gardens and animal cages, and it was awesome. So I would say my hype is a 10 out of 10 for sure.
I agree. It's just insane that like I can't even get it out. So we had at one point you mentioned the space Air and Space Museum when we had that moment when we were playing the game for the first week and you go into the observatory for the first time and you're like, man, this was that cool ass moment. We had a bunch of those again and pretty much all of the content like. Yep. Except for Kingly College, it was a little late while we were playing that.
I was falling asleep.
But yeah, like the hype level is definitely high. It's awesome that they can drop content like that and continue to keep also enhancing, making things better. Like I really applaud, you know, Massive for doing that.
Yeah. And when we get to the main mission, we'll break down, you know, the National Zoo and Camp White Oak a little bit more. But there are some things that I wish there that was in it and there wasn't.
Oh, I have actually literally no clue what you're going to say, so I'm interested. Well, yeah. Let's move on to Agent Clock. Typically, we discuss on, like, our, well, Agent Clock and see, like, how far we're in, how many hours. It's just a shit ton at this point. So we really want to talk about what we've been up to. But because episode one is the big job of content, and that's primarily what we're going to be talking about in the main mission, I think we could probably move on. Unless there's something else that you've been up to. Wes, go ahead.
There is something that I want to say. It's not necessarily everything I've been up to. It's just, we know we're 20 episodes in. We talk about how great the community is for Division. We talk about how great Massive is. They're out there. They're supporting us. They're listening to us. They're giving us state of the games, saying, hey, we understand this. We hear this. We're working on it. And I really wish people would kind of calm down as far as the community goes, because every time there's an update, there are some really mean comments where if they're not attacking the developers, they're starting to attack people on YouTube. And I also see them attacking the community. Like, people, calm down. Massive is working on the game. They're making it better, and they're listening to your feedback. That's amazing. Most developers won't give you any of that. And it kind of makes me sad seeing that kind of, like, I don't know, venom within the community, and I wish it would stop.
No, I totally agree with you. Like, I used to spend a lot more time in, like, the Reddit, and there's still some, like, pretty good things, like, pretty highlighted items that come through, or posts, I should say. But overall, it is, like, a lot of people complaining about stuff that they've already mentioned that they're gonna fix. And I know it's frustrating, but think of it like this. Like, I mean, what we easily got to be, like, about 150, well, probably more than that now at this point, into the game, like, many hours, and we've totally gotten our $60 worth, like, easily, like, hands down. But we're getting upset because the game, like, the progression doesn't feel like it's, you know, as good as it could be in the loot mechanics and whatnot. And it's like, yeah, you've played this game for, like, more than 3 or 4 work weeks, you know what I mean? So, of course, it's going to start to feel that, you know, like, there's not really much there. And they're working on that, and they're kind of bringing things out. So I think that what you said is so poignant. Like, just chill out. Like, it's a video game. Enjoy, like, create something else, like, that's pertaining to Division 2. If you don't want to put, like, the energy into playing the game, do something else, you know? Not, like, saying, like, don't fucking play the game, but I'm just saying, like, find something, another outlet that you can do that is still a part of something that you're passionate about. But don't, like, spit hate and, you know, ritual to, like, people who are making the game for you, you know?
Yeah, we're all here to play the game. We're all here because we love Division. Understand that there are things that are changed, and it does suck. You know, I've had the main gun that I use, you know, was nerfed 10k damage. I didn't complain. Yeah, it sucked, but you move on, you know?
Right. Just like the agents, you never give up. You never complain. You just move on. I don't know. I tried to put, like, a nice little cherry on top. You know, honestly, when you were starting to say this, I was like, oh, shit, he's about to drop he's about to throw some shade towards our old clan. And I was like, oh, shit, here we go.
To give you an update, you know, 3 weeks later, was it maybe 4 weeks later, we have been booted from our clan.
Yes, we were homeless for a little while, and we debated on starting, like, a media junkie, rogue agent clan, but we actually had a viewer, Sideswipe, which we probably brought up a few times here before. He was actually one of the people we played the raid with. He has a clan that's already going strong, so we just kind of found a home with him, which is pretty cool, and I hope that him and Mayhem, I believe, is, like, the originator of the clan. I hope they do join, like, the podcast a week, you know. Be cool.
I'm sure we'll have them on. And, you know, I was going to, when I got kicked out of the clan and you messaged them and we didn't get anything back, I was going to be like, ooh, I'm going to spit fire, but I'm not going to do that. They were cool dudes. It was a good time being in there. I completely understand. I didn't want to be in the Discord chat and have my phone go off 4 hours out of every 4 hours. So I totally get it. Again, good dudes. I'll move on.
Yeah. I mean, it was a time zone issue, I think, overall. We just, every time we got on, they were already in a raid for about 3 or 4 hours. So that's all good. All love. Well, speaking of love, damn, my segues are on fire today. We had some love from Massive. We got another state of the game, which, again, I fucking love that they do this. Like, just a constant, like, hey, this is what's up. Like, I love that. I feel like I've had games that I've played before where I just kind of peruse the subreddit and try and see, like, did the dev say anything? Did they say anything? But they're, like, doing a show every fucking week, and that's really cool. It's really awesome. And they've been doing this since The Division, like, the first one. So that's awesome. But anyways, we had our state of the game, and I am just going to summarize the video. It basically is saying, or basically stated, there's a bunch of issues, as to be expected. Every time we get a 0 update, there's always a 0.1 to come and, like, fix a lot of things that broke. So I just pulled some of the things that I thought were important, like, known issues, and then that's really it. So some of these I thought were funny, and others I actually saw myself running into. So I figured it'd be a good idea to bring these up. And then, Wes, you can let me know, because I thought one of these you had an issue with, but now I'm looking at it, I don't think you did. But so the first one, the Defender drones, I just specifically wrote down the Defender drones suck for PvP. And Wes, you remember when we played Conflict, right? And
I blocked it out.
Well, one of the main problems we had with Conflict was there was people with, like, insane armor, right? But then they also had those Defender drones where you would have to like empty out a whole clip in the drone before you can even start shooting on them, and then, you know, you're dead. Well, turns out, because skills are more powerful, basically what's happening right now in, like, the Dark Zone and shit, are there's squads running around all with Defender drones, so you can't shoot anyone and they just fuck you up. That sounds amazing, right? PvP, man. Fucking PvP in this game. Just pretend it doesn't exist. That's my policy for right now. But they are working on that. I'm curious to see, like, the solution that they have. Because they can't obviously just straight up buff, you know, everything. But, well, they can. It's their game. So, we'll see. Yeah. The other one, I kind of pulled this because I even seen people talking about this on Reddit, and then they kind of mentioned this. So it could just be one of those things of, like, hey, we see it, we're working on it. But trying to upgrade your crafting bench to the gear score 500 seems to be a little broken. Some players actually are prompt to complete Tattle Basin over again, even though they've already completed it, because it doesn't think that they're at World Tier 5. So that's very enjoyable. And then there's also some other people not being able to upgrade it at all. Like, when they just click the button, nothing happens. So they're working on it, which, you know, is cool. That would be one thing that I would kind of feel a little bummed if I got on, because that was one of the first things that I did. Is like, oh, crap, let me go to crafting bench, upgrade it, check out what I can get, you know, weapon-wise and gear-wise. So
can I just say that I had an absurd amount of time trying to get a level 500 gun and a little 500 piece of clothing or armor or whatever.
That is true. You're like, sweet, let's go. Fuck, do you have anything? And it felt like nothing was dropping. I guess it was probably because we started with the not expedition, but the classified missions, and that probably had something to do with it. Everything was like $4.99 and lower.
An absurd amount of time.
We completed both of them before you got anything.
Yeah. Oh, no.
The next thing that's on the list here that I thought was funny, because I honestly thought that there was new collectibles in the game. So when we were playing around, and I don't know if you were seeing them or not, but I was like, holy shit, like, there's phones here. Wait, did I already pick these phones up? There was, like, collectibles in the White House that I'm like, how did I miss? Like, I've been playing this game for a few hundred hours. Like, how did I?
There's new ones, right?
No. Well, there is new ones in specific missions, but they were, like, in, like, the base operations I was running into them, and, like, the settlements as well. Well, it turns out that for some players, the audio or the phone audio messages and recordings actually were reset. So it still shows, like, in my, like, on my progression, it still shows that I have them collected. They're just popping up again. So there's just some random bug that just happened.
Yeah, I thought they added more, because I'm running in the White House going towards to see if I've been kicked out of the clan. Like, I'm going to that area. I thought I was in the clan because it said I had a silver cache. And I was like, oh, sweet. So I'm running over there to get it. And I'm like, wait, there's a phone in the corner here. That's weird.
Yeah, there was a bunch in, like, places. I was picking them up, and it was, like, mentioning people who are already migrated to my base operations. I went to the theater, I was like, what the fuck? How do I have this again? Well, that's why.
That's so funny.
Another one. This is another one that I definitely noticed, and I thought I accomplished something, but it turned out I didn't. So, like, the projects typically will show you that you'll receive, like, a blueprint for completing the project. Well, that's actually being shown as, like, unnamed, or I think I can't remember the specific name. It's, like, unnamed supplies or shade supplies. So I thought, cool, I have all the blueprints now. Nope. That turns out that it's actually just a weird bug that for some reason it's showing like the projects before you complete them. It just shows that you're going to get like shade materials or supplies, but you actually still get blueprints.
That's hilarious.
So the good thing is it shows that you won't, but you actually do versus the other way around. So I'm cool with that. And the last one here, I only put this down because one, I thought it was affected on we were affected with this as well, but it turns out it is specifically only a certain group of people. Long loading times for PC and Xbox players, which apparently was fixed in the PTS, but there's a new issue that cropped up in the live game. And I just put this down just to simply say PlayStation's the best. Although I feel like my load times have been higher even on PlayStation, so I think they're lying.
Well, they have been longer, and it'll be like 10% for so long. And then out of nowhere, it's like, boop, you're in.
Actually, a couple weeks ago, it was around when they were like talking about the Netflix movie. And someone said, like, if it doesn't start out with a 10% loading screen, I don't want to watch the movie. That's so true, man. So it's so
funny.
It goes from 10% to 99%. Like, I don't. Do they know how to count in the middle? I'm sure they do. Well, like I said earlier, in the spot for the agent clock before we discussed being kind to the devs and creators, I talked about episode one. We had a pretty big drop. I don't really want to spoil a ton of stuff, although I'm assuming most of the people who listen to this show are VIP members like us, and we got episode one on the 23rd. And I just wanted to go over basically everything. I mean, not everything, but everything. And I think we should start with the National Zoo. So, well, actually, let me clarify first. We have two main missions. We have the National Zoo, and then we have Camp White Oak. And then we also had a new thing called Expeditions that was Kinley College. And then we had some really cool classified missions, I believe, at the aquarium and then the NSA site, which was pretty cool. So I just want to go over those. We're just going to talk about it, discuss it, and give me what you liked about it, what you didn't like. And now, Wes, take it away. National Zoo, what's up? How did you like it?
So National Zoo was great. Again, big, wide open areas, a lot to explore. It's really cool going through the different exhibits and actually physically going into them. It was a nice long mission, too, which I did enjoy. And it, all around, it, I really dug that level. I thought it was really cool. I did have one problem with it. At one point, you're going through and you get to the alligator cage and like, oh, shit, there's alligators. And then it forced you in there. And I thought that was really cool. You know, it kind of got you a little terrified that an alligator was going to attack. Spoiler, you know, if you haven't played it, but if you have, which I'm sure you have if you're listening to this podcast, the alligators don't attack. So that's kind of a bummer, but that's not what I was bummed about. What I was bummed about, overall, I wish there was more activity going on. Like, seeing those alligators was really cool. And there's birds, and there were little red pandas, because I think that's what they're called.
Yes, you know that's what they're called. Red panda down.
Which, if you don't know, I do have to kill every single form of wildlife I find in the game just so I collect everything. Like, I killed a fucking bald eagle once while we were doing this podcast. It's like episode 3 or 4. It's the only time I've ever seen a bald eagle. sorry, America. But I really wish there were just more animals. Like, there were a bunch of different exhibits. It'd be cool. There were monkeys at one point.
Yes, there were.
They were. We shot them. And they fell. But it would be really cool to see like a lion or a bear or something along the lines. Even a giraffe. You know, I would have thrown back to the Last of Us days. And, you know, giraffe was amazing in Last of Us. It would have been cool to see something like that.
I totally agree with you. That was the one thing that was, it feels like it's something missing. And I think we probably even said that, like, where are all the animals at? And like, they have to be somewhere, unless they were like rescued and moved to another city or something. But that was a slight disappointment. Like, you got like animals that were fast enough to disappear, so you couldn't shoot them. So my guess is maybe they just didn't want you killing them, Wes.
I mean, that's a possibility, because at first those red pandas were a pain in my ass. But I got them. I went down.
But yeah, that would have been, because again, like, I don't know what it is about like their set design and sound design, but they nail it every single time. And it's almost as if you're playing like just a narrative, like primary game, like single player game. But like, this is a multiplayer, you know, game that's like completely like RPG-ish mechanics and all this good shit. It's not the type of game that you would expect to get like crazy sound design of like monkeys howling, and then like, what is that? Where is it? Oh shit, you can hear it rustling in the trees, and you look up, there's a bunch of monkeys, or the birds like flying around, and like bees and stuff. Like, it's just so much detail that it was a little disappointing that you didn't see like a lion, or you know, a tiger or bears.
Oh my.
But yeah, I agree.
It would have been great. It did feel like something was missing from the level because of that. Overall, I did think the level was better than Camp White Oak. Not that I had any problem with Camp White Oak. Just the going into the exhibits was really special. You know, it was almost like the Airspace Museum one, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's it.
You know, when you go into the planetarium and you know, the sound design, and it's really cool going in there as the video is playing. It's kind of like that experience in that level for me. And it was great. If they had animals, it would have been a little bit different, because it would have been like, hey, this place is abandoned. Now the animals are freaking. We could give you a little bit more of a threat. Maybe there was a bear. Maybe there was a tiger or a lion that's trying to attack you because it needs food, because the place has been abandoned. There's no food. That would have been awesome to try, like, the survival aspect of it.
Or even like just, again, I think of a mission, for example, is the Capitol building. When you're rushing a yard on the Capitol building, there's explosions and smoke and everything. It feels like it's some like super, it's like a Call of Duty moment. Like, you have that Call of Duty feel. So like, for the zoo, I don't want like bombs and stuff going on.
Get it out there, like, for me. I don't know if it's what's going on, but you're cutting it out.
It's doing the same on there. I don't know if Discord is like letting us down a little bit here. It's weird.
I hear you again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you again.
All right. So just to recap, I just said that it was a Call of Duty moment for the Capitol building, where like the bombs and smoke and stuff were going off. And we could have had that kind of moment if like there was like animals attacking like, you know, NPCs while we were playing as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would make it feel a little bit more grand is all. But I mean, there was a lot of things like walking up to like the aquarium exhibit inside of the zoo and having like the giant octopus. That was cool. Like, there's a lot of huge set pieces.
The big squid. It's a squid.
Yeah. Oh, that's what. Oh, sorry. no means to offend.
Jake right now is listening. He's like, oh, his veins are popping. He's like, I love animals. Awesome. Like, when you walked into the aquarium exhibit, holy shit, it was awesome.
It was just, you know, it had some cool set pieces for sure, but you know, just give us that gram. But either way, it was still good. I feel like we gushed a lot about the National Zoo, and I think it's because you said you liked that, liked it more than Camp White Oak, which for me, Camp White Oak, I think felt more like a division mission. just because it was a little bit more tight. Even though it still had like open corridors, and the thing I liked the most about this is it almost felt like there was separate paths. So like at one point you went high and I went low.
Yeah.
You went like around, and like it was like we both went on left and right towards the enemies, and it just felt more of like a division mission. So I kind of liked that. It felt more like action, you know, in that sense.
Yeah, I feel
but
you
it
there.
Wasn't that's as pretty, you know?
Well, I think going into the exhibits in the zoo has really made that level special, because it made it so different.
Yeah, it was a feel in the game that felt like, wow, this is, again, like, it felt like something different. Like, it felt really refreshing to Division, which is crazy. Like, it didn't even feel like a Division, like, thing. I don't know. It was cool. But with the Camp White Oak, again, we're not really talking about, like, story stuff, just in case anybody wants to, you know, get more out of it. But I thought it was pretty cool because you're storming the presidential compound, right? Mm-hmm. And the only thing with this mission that I had a problem with, it was too short. Did you feel the same? I don't know if it was just short compared to National Zoo, but
it was definitely shorter than National Zoo. And we did National Zoo first, which is probably the break. You know what happened? We should have probably started with Camp White Oak and moved our way across the map.
Yeah,
I was just so excited for the zoo level.
No, I agree. I wanted to do the zoo first as well. Like, I was really excited for that, but it did feel like, like it's already done.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was only the only thing I had let down. But I enjoyed, like, I really did enjoy, like, going against, like, the levels. Like, the game had more verticality than before. Like, there was one point where we climbed up a hill, I guess is what it was. And then there's kind of like a base. I don't know how to, like, describe it. I don't know if I'm vivid or being vivid enough for you to remember, but it was when we had to take out the automated, like, gun turret. You had to shoot the yellow thing to shut it down. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Well, it just gave me, like, a Metal Gear vibe, which I guess saying that, you probably would have no attachment to that anyways, but it gave me a Metal Gear vibe that I really, really dug. So
I got Metal Gear vibes from was it Tidal Basin?
Oh yeah. I can definitely dig what you're saying on that.
Yeah, it just seemed very like military in a way.
Yeah. I guess this whole game kind of gives you Metal Gear vibes pretty much all missions, but
it does. And I have no right talking about Metal Gear. I don't play Metal Gear. I don't like Metal Gear. I think I played the first game maybe like an hour, and I was like, I don't like this.
Man. Oh man.
I know. I did play two because two was special for the PlayStation 2. But that was it. I never played 3, 4. I don't even know how many they have.
5.
I didn't play.
That's it.
3, 4, or 5.
You'll get Metal Gear 6 here shortly. Death Stranding. You're like, so yeah. I mean, was there anything else on Camp White Oak that you kind of wanted to call attention to?
Nope.
Again, there's something that I'm really kind of, it just ticked me a little bit, but I mean, it's like spoiler related, so fuck it, you know?
Yeah.
But moving along, I'm actually going to do these in the order I completed them in. I wrote them down differently, but I already fucked that order up. I lied. So we did the classified assignments first, and I just wanted to talk about that before we did talked about the Kinley College Expedition, but the classified assignments were pretty cool, but also I just feel like the puzzles could be a little bit harder. Although I guess we did look up one, so it probably was harder, so we should get.
Seems like it's not Tomb Raider, and you're not trying to get these crazy puzzles that you gotta do. Like,
yeah, I mean, I just, the reason why I guess I said that is, and this is why I wanted to do these first, I felt like these missions or assignments, I should say, are pretty much the same as the expeditions. It's just the expeditions are presented a little bit differently. Yeah. And that's where I meant, like, if these classified assignments, they do just give you more story background, which is actually pretty cool. But, like, I mean, the aquarium, I'm just going to say spoilers, they were eating dolphins. I mean, I guess if you're hungry, you eat whatever the fuck you can. But, man, it's just kind of weird to eat a dolphin. Although we eat cows, and they're mammals, and pigs.
And they're delicious.
Yeah, so dolphin's probably actually good. I stand corrected.
I don't know. I would try dolphin.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, I've had shark.
But see, sharks are aggressive, so it makes you feel, like, accomplished if you eat a shark. Because you're like, fuck that. But I ate a shark, you know?
A cow is, like, the most non-aggressive animal you can possibly find.
But they taste good. I'm sorry to all the vegan listeners out there.
As far as the classified assignments go, I thought the aquarium was awesome.
Yes. Oh, no doubt. I guess, like, don't get me wrong. It's not that they weren't fun. set pieces, again, just really good. Like, the aquarium, really, really fucking cool. Couldn't shoot fish, though. What's up with that?
Yeah, why can't you shoot the fish? the classified assignments, I feel, are just, like, a bonus. Like, it's nothing special. They're really short. You can get them done probably within 10, 15 minutes if you're, you know, kind of not searching every room like we do. So I don't really think they're anything that special. They're just, it's a little bonus for me. Like, I could take them, I could leave them.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, the aquarium, you get the backpack trophies. So maybe that's really what it's all about. It's just a way to get, like, extra shit and to show off that, like, you have the VIP pass. Maybe that's just what it is. Because we got the aquarium, which we got the, what was the backpack trophy?
Sushi.
Yeah, that's what it is. Sushi. So we got a sushi backpack trophy from the aquarium and then from the NSA site.
Pizza.
Which is probably now my new favorite backpack trophy.
Pizza.
Oh.
I can only think of Ninja Turtles. Pizza.
I mean, it's cool. Like, it really, really is cool. That this is a way for us to get something extra. And I appreciate that. But I guess they set these up to be kind of clever in a way. So I almost kind of expect more out of it, if that's a weird way. But by all means, it's fun. Keep giving them to me. But I just want one to be a little bit more clever, you know, sort of like how the raid, you have to pull like specific levers down or combine like two different systems together to complete it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. And well, they kind of had that at one point because there was the keypad on the wall that we had to unlock the door, and it had all the wires running from it that were each a different color. You had to follow the wires. And at first we were doing it like, what the hell is this not working? Oh, that's you have to do them in order.
That's true. And it had like the schematics on the wall. And then we looked at it like, oh shit, that's how we were supposed to do it. So yeah, I guess that's a fair point. It has a little bit of that. It has a little bit.
But I agree. It needed more of that.
Yeah, just a little bit more. Because I feel like this is a thing where they can just get a little weird.
You know what? That was in Kenley College. That wasn't even the fucking assignments or anything.
Ah, see, you just holstered my, or what am I using words like weird today?
Yeah, I'm not holstering anything on you, my friend.
You basically just supported my statement, though, as me saying that, like, they're pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but you're right.
The NSA, the NSA site was pretty fucking awesome. There's a giant hole in the ground by Air Force One, and I swear it wasn't there before. So that was pretty cool to like come across that. We were looking like, where is it? We look left. I'm like, holy shit, that's a big ass hole. but that was pretty sweet. That was like that 007 vibe. I felt like we were in like the bunker or something. That was cool. But yeah, those are both pretty fun. And then it brings me to like the Kenley College expeditions. This shit is like thought the fuck out. You know what I mean? Like, there's like, how many sections is it? Four? I'm going off of a pretty bad memory.
I think it was three
sections. Oh no, I mean like overall, like, or no, yeah, because it was subway or like the substation.
Oh no, there's four because there's three big buildings in the subway, right?
And then all right, so we have four of those, and then inside of each one, which it could be possibly more, we don't know, but the first one had three things in it, and it was all based off of the Echoes, which was kind of a cool thing because we never really interacted with the Echoes. And I do believe Mason mentioned that last time. I was like, what the fuck does he mean, like, interact with the Echoes?
Yeah.
Oh, it makes sense. So you have three specific missions. I thought that you can only do one per week. So when we picked the first one, I was like, cool, we'll do this one and we'll go to bed. But then you actually can complete all of them. And man, we were tired.
I it might have been how tired I was, but I did not like the expedition.
Well, I think the biggest thing for us, again, I guess if you guys don't know us, which you may not, but we are like explorer whores in games. So we like have to get all the collectibles. We look every single like square inch of the level. And when we first did our first like mission or whatever I'll call it in Kenley, we looked everywhere. Like, we explored all the rooms. And then we got all the way back after we finished it. And it was like, okay, now go to this section and do the same thing. And we already explored that one. So, like, I felt like we just spent so much time looking for stuff that then it made it, like, more chore to do the other two missions because we had everything already.
Yeah.
I think that was, like, how we approached it. It's, like, a little weird.
And then there were this, like, the middle one, whatever the middle one was, you had to go, like, to this, I don't know, this big room. There was a second floor and the bottom floor. And people were just coming at you from every which way. And I was just getting, again, it was really late and I was pretty pissed off. And people were just coming from everywhere.
Yeah, it went from being like, oh, this is, you know, easy, we'll get this done, to being like extremely overwhelming and annoying. But I think it had something to do with like the timing, because I was kind of feeling like, God, I just want to get this over with. How many more enemies is this? Like, what else do we have to do? I want to go to bed. And yeah, maybe if we play it again when we're not, you know, grumpy and tired, we might enjoy it a little bit more. But yeah, we're definitely coming back to Kinley College because there is like more sets. And I thought it was cool too, because I don't know if you're like listening to the trends or the transmissions is what I was going to call them, but whatever, the little collectible audio things. She was like talking about her podcast and like to her parents and stuff. And I just thought about me today, actually. We went out and I was with my mom. I was like, I got to be home because I got to record the podcast. She's like, oh, you're getting paid for that? And I said, you don't understand, Mom. But yeah, it's just funny that she's like a podcaster student. And it's always cool to get like stuff before, like before all the shit went down. It's kind of cool to get like a day in the life of a student at Kinley College.
I'm gonna let you guess. Do you think I listened to the tapes?
As I said that, I was like, no, he didn't.
No, I don't listen to any of that shit.
Just give me the fucking collectible and keep on moving.
I just want the collectible. That's it.
I mean, some games do a pretty good job of like telling a story outside of the game. So some of them are good. My problem with the audio recording sometimes is they're just so loud. And like, you're like, I can't focus on it. But then we're also talking. This is just turned off. Yeah. Yeah. So I always tell myself, I'll go back and listen to them all. I never do. So I think that covers like pretty much all of the content that we did. I mean, we didn't get crazy and start working on insane builds, which I don't know if you saw like on YouTube, but Mason, a.k.a. Phoenix Gaming, posted something about what was it called? Hell and Fire build or something that he like just made. I'm curious. It has a cool name that he called it, so yeah, I'm interested. Oh, you know what? Before we go, there's something that we didn't talk about.
What's that?
The new weapons.
Yep.
And possibly opinions on it. So we didn't get the rifle, like the exotic rifle yet. I'm assuming we just have to keep running the two new missions until that drops. But we did get the Carbine 7, right? Mm-hmm.
Love it.
And then we also the Stony LMG. And
I got the gloves.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got the gloves. So
the Stony LMG was cool because I could hold 280 bullets in it. But it's pretty weak.
Yeah, it definitely seems to be set up as like a suppressive like weapon. I mean, even with like my build like heavily focused on like LMG damage, it still was like 18,000 like damage, which that's not really impressive when the one I have now is like 30,000. So not having like an extra 100 rounds is kind of cool, but not really worth it damage wise. The Carbine, though, I think we both were on equal terms as far as like loving the gun. It looks sweet. It reminds me of like the M4, like assault rifle.
Yeah,
Division 1, the LVOC.
Yeah, it looks great. It sounds great. It handles great. I mean, it's very smooth when you're trying to shoot with it. The stability on it is kind of insane. And the one thing that I like about it is, you know, I can disperse 2 clips, and then I also have like 78 bullets in a clip, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I have a confession though. I I totally put on Ranger. I took that off.
Oh, did you?
I figured because I'll get it again, but I also have that reload thing on there. On my holster, not the exotic holster, but just like the regular talent. So when I run out the clip, it reloads both weapons. So I typically flip back and forth between my LMG. So the larger clip wasn't the draw, but because the gun is so accurate, that having Ranger on that like helps out because it is a little bit less weaker than still like the P413 or 416 or whatnot. But with Ranger on there, and you could get so much distance between like people with your shots that it's insane. Like it just chews through people. I really like using the gun. The rate of fire is awesome too. It's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, that was it.
The gloves.
Gloves, I keep forgetting because the gloves didn't get the fucking gloves.
They look great, but man, they are pieces of shit. defensive, if I remember correctly. The stats that are on them, the stats are something I would never use.
It seems like they're very, very, very specific use case for them. And yeah, I just want it just because it's an exotic, but I don't know if I'd use it.
Yeah. I put it in my my chest and called it a day.
Another one in the chest. On the chest. But yeah, I mean, is there anything you wanted to discuss about episode one?
No, it was great. When's episode two coming?
I know episode two needs to come out right now. If not, I am sending death threats to everyone in Massive. I'm joking. 100% joking.
Chill, man. Chill.
But you know there's someone right now typing up death threats. Like, I need episode two. I finished the content in the first day. And I am just... this game is a waste of my time.
You've made my reload speed plus 0.4 seconds.
I'm mad. This is not worth my $60. I've played this game for 500 hours. Like, what? What's going on? So before we offend our little audience that we do have, we should just close this up. I kind of like wanted to streamline the outro a little bit and basically just say, yo, hit us up on Twitter. It's Media Junkie Vids with an S.
Oh my God, you almost said Z. It's definitely an S.
We're cool with the Z. But yeah, Media Junkie Vids with an S on Twitter and Instagram. We have a YouTube page that's for youtube.com/Media Junkie. And then our Twitch is twitch.tv/Media Junkie Vids with an S. And then also we have some pretty awesome podcasts. Like I said, we have our buddy and fellow agent who's been on the show, Jason, with the Gimmick Minute. Find him. Listen to it if you like wrestling related things, men in tights. And then also we have a really fun podcast that we're actually about to record episode two of, the Fanboy Fight Club podcast. You can find that as well under Media Junkie. Just search Fanboy Fight Club. We have a pretty cool like 80s rad looking logo on there. I love it. But also last but not least, support us. Go ahead, share the podcast with your friend. If you're playing with Division and you have someone that you just met, say, hey, I listen to this cool podcast. These guys, they're lame, so you can listen to them and laugh. Whatever you want to say, as long as we get out there and kind of keep growing our very small community. I think that's all I wanted to say. Is there anything else you wanted to say, Wes?
Nope.
Well, that was technically something that you said, so that counts. be that as it may, again, for your first time listeners, this is everyone's favorite time of the show, partly because we're done talking, but also because they get to hear this rad hashtag. Let's go rogue.
Let's go rogue.